Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach said fully vaccinated persons will be allowed to quarantine for 48 hours in a government-approved facility. However, she said persons who are not vaccinated will spend between 14 to 21 days in approved quarantine based on the level of risk associated with the country they are traveling from.
Currently, for entry protocols, there are protocols for fully vaccinated persons. So somebody who's fully vaccinated coming from a high-risk country can spend 48 hours in an approved hotel for quarantine and then they go home. The option of quarantining at home has proven to be very problematic in terms of the implementation and the supervision of it. And so that has been a challenge, as I would say, and we are looking to revise that component of the protocol. So we are most likely going back to just 48 hours in a hotel as the only option for fully vaccinated persons and removing the home quarantine component. The other parts of the protocol refer to the unvaccinated persons, and those remain where very high-risk persons who are unvaccinated must spend 21 days in approved hotels. Those from high-risk would spend 14 days, and those from low-risk countries, they can typically not be quarantined or not have that long period of quarantine, depending on the assessment, the final assessment, which is done by the port health officers at the port of entry, typically the Aga International Airport.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, Barbados has recorded another COVID-19-related death, the first in nearly 2 months. The latest death brings the total number to 48. The last patient to die from the viral illness in Barbados was a 67-year-old woman with comorbidities on May 17th. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the British Virgin Islands since the outbreak now stands at 793. Internationally, Russia has offered North Korea vaccines once again, amid reports that a harsh lockdown is leading to extreme hunger. Pyongyang has refused vaccines and aid from a number of countries. It has instead sealed borders to try to keep the virus out, but that has affected trade with China. Meanwhile, the UK government says double-jabbed people won't have to self-isolate when arriving from amber countries from July 19. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.